PJM Teak Briefs, April 1, 2025, written by Devin Leith Yeshin, and read by an automated voice. PJM present scope change to RAE TEP projects. PJM presented a $97 million increase to a project included in the 2022 Regional Transmission Expansion Plan, or RAE TEP Window 3. The change would remove two 230-kilovolt lines between the Mars substation and Sojourner and Shelhorn facilities and reroute them to terminate the south side of Mars to avoid intersecting with new lines being planned. The original scope is to build a 500-kilovolt line between Mars and Golden and a 230-kilovolts line from Mars to Lockridge and terminating at Golden. The changes bring the total cost to $439.9 million. Projects included in the 2022 RAE TEP Window 3 also have obviated the need for two prior projects totaling $7.5 million. The rebuilding of a line between Loudoun and Morrisville will supplant a $4.5 million project to rebuild a 1.3-mile segment of that facility. A $3 million project to replace breakers at the Ox 500-kilovolt substation also is being canceled as the same work is included in baseline projects. Supplemental projects. First Energy presented a pair of projects amounting to $37.6 million to replace two 500 138ths of a kilovolt transformers and disconnect switches at its Pruntytown substation in the APS zone due to the asset's nearing end of life and experiencing maintenance issues. The projects are in the conceptual phase with in-service dates of December 13, 2030 and June 13, 2031. The replacement of another aging 500 345ths of a kilovolt transformer at Wiley Ridge is expected to cost $20 million with a projected in-service date of December 13, 2030. The transformer has increased hydrogen and ethylene readings, moisture buildup and low dielectric strength, according to First Energy. American Electric Power presented a $50.4 million project to build a new 345-kilovolt substation, to be named Navistar, in the AP zone to serve a new customer bringing 437 megawatts of load to the New Carlisle, Indiana, area. The facility would be cut into the Dumont-New Prairie 345-kilovolt double-circuit lines and would be configured as a breaker and a half with 11 plus 345-kilovolt breakers and two bus ties to the customer. The project is in the scoping phase with a projected in-service date of March 15, 2027. Dayton Power and Light presented a $480 million project to serve two new customers located near Jeffersonville in Wilmington, Ohio, by expanding several 345-kilovolt substations and linking the Clinton, Fayette, and Atlanta facilities with new 345-kilovolt lines. The Fayette and Atlanta substations would be expanded to breaker and half configurations to accommodate a 25-mile double circuit between the two sites, as well as two customer feeds from Fayette. The Clinton facility would be expanded with equipment for a new 27-mile line to Fayette and two 345-kilovolt customer feeds. The project is in the conceptual phase with a projected in-service date in January 2031. The Jeffersonville load is expected to come online in September 2026 and ramp up to 1.5 gigawatts of load by 2031, while the Wilmington customer is expected to come on in 2028 and grow to 500 megawatts. PPL presented a $101 million project to expand the proposed Tresco 230-kilovolt substation to include a four-bay breaker and a half 69-kilovolt yard to serve a customer expected to bring 300 megawatts of load to Hutto, Pennsylvania, in 2028. Four 230/69ths of a kilovolt transformers also would be installed, as well as two 69-kilovolt double-circuit lines connecting Tresco to the Frac Trace 69-kilovolt number 1 and number 2 lines. The project is in the conceptual phase with a projected in-service date of May 30, 2028. Duke presented a $49 million project to build a new 345-kilovolt substation, to be named Goldfinch, along the Silver Grove Red Bank 345-kilovolt line to serve a new customer seeking to interconnect 300 megawatts in Claremont County, Ohio. Goldfinch would be configured as a ring bus with four 345-kilovolt breakers and a control building. The project is in the scoping phase with an in-service date of June 1, 2028. Dominion presented a $450 million project to upgrade several lines and transformers to address load drop and thermal violations on the Ladysmith CT Fredericksburg and Ladysmith CT Four Rivers 230-kilovolt lines. The violations were identified in the 2025 Do No Harm analysis. The project is in the conceptual phase with an in-service date of July 1, 2029. Phase 1 of the project, expected to be complete in January 2028, includes rebuilding 6.5 miles of the Summit DP Fredericksburg sub 230-kilovolt line with higher capacity conductor, reconductoring 7.3 miles of the Ladysmith-Ladysmith CT line, adding two 500 kilovolt capacitor banks to Ladysmith, and building a new 230 kilovolts line running between Ladysmith, New Post, Lees Hill and Almond using a mix of new structure and vacant arms. Phase 2 would go online in July 2029 to expand the Kraken 500 kilovolt switching station to cut into the Summit DP Fredericksburg sub 230 kilovolt line, the St. John's Four Rivers 230 kilovolt line and the planned Ladysmith-Almond 230 kilovolt line. The St. John's Four Rivers and Four Rivers Elmont lines also would be rebuilt. The 115 kilovolt lines from Fredericksburg Four Rivers, Pinewood Four Rivers Elmont, and Pinewood N. Boswell lines would be wrecked and a new double circuit 230 kilovolts line would be built from Kraken to Almond, along with a single circuit line from Kraken to Elmont. Several additional Dominion projects would serve new service requests across its footprint. A $10.1 million project would construct a 230 kilovolt ring bus with four breakers at its Trobway substation. Two new 230 kilovolt substations, Rooter Glen and Carmel Church, would be added to the Ladysmith CT Four Rivers line for $87 million. And two new 230 kilovolt substations, New Post and Lees Hill, would be built along the Fredericksburg Ladysmith CT line for $43 million. The Wabash Valley Power Alliance presented an $80 million project to construct a 15-mile, 345 kilovolts line between EEP's Elderberry Substation and NIPSCO's Stillwell Substation. The line will be operated by MISO and is being submitted to PJM's supplemental planning process to allow study coordination.